You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
My Taco Bell shares are looking like they're in a little bit of trouble. Dante Whitner tweeting out right now, and I quote, "I give credit where credit is due, and Josh Lenz deserves it. I watched the guy come in from day one and flat out ball and showed tons of heart by lining up at safety and actually tried to make plays last night versus Chicago. I'm pulling for you, bro. Good job. Hashtag dog pound. Hashtag 2015. I want Lenz here on the practice squad because that gives him the opportunity if the Maley or prior experiments don't work.
Yeah.
He's here and you could just put him right on the active roster.
Do you lose if he's on the practice squad? Or
no.
No.
Only active roster.
Only yes. Active roster. No.
Okay.
Now, we told you last week we were going to have a new segment coming your way, which is this. Bozo of the Week. And it started in honor of the kid declaring that guy class AAA bozo. Before we get into it, can you define the classes? Is class A worse or better than class AAA? Is it like the farm system? Is class A like...
Sort of depends on my mood. AAA, I think, is the worst.
That is the queen mother of all bozos.
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right. So you've got the bozo of the week. Who...
I like the music. And we're looking for a sponsor.
I thought you would.
If you're part of the promotions team on the Browns, let's go. Give me a sponsor for the segment. I'm not going to mention any sponsors I'd like, but I'd like a sponsor.
Barrier.
Yes, we'd like a sponsor of the segment. Now, this week is not one person in particular. As I was driving in to do the show from the east side of Cleveland, I was taking 90. I see these bozos practicing for the air show. And so this week's nominee and winner of the Bozo of the Week is anybody that goes to or participates in an air show. A, if you participate, there's all these deaths in it. An airplane is meant to travel and get me from point A to point B. And if you go, who wants to get their eardrums blown out watching planes fly back over the top of you? So you,
kid.
Dino, sounds like you're a part of the Bozos of the Week this week.
Kid, you air shows are awesome.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe it.
The only bigger waste of time I
can
think
shows.
Of. Air shows are fantastic.
Oh, you guys are on drugs. Come on.
I will raise my hand and be a card-carrying bozo this week if that's what you have to be. I love air shows. When I was a kid, come on, you didn't love the movie Top Gun? I love Top Gun, and then I'd want to go see. I want to go to air shows.
Top Gun was fighter pilots fighting, not pretending. They were fighting.
I think the Blue Angels are strong.
Oh, so are the Thunderbirds.
The Thunderbirds of the Air Force, also strong.
I couldn't think of a bigger waste of time this weekend than to go watch airplanes fly over my head and blow out my eardrums.
I remember when I had the opportunity to go to an air show, and I got to see an SR-71 Blackbird, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And I'd get those cool – at air shows, you can get sweet black T-shirts with, like, jet air fighter planes on them. I love it. Come on.
Congratulations to you.
I'm a bozo, and I'm darn proud of it, the kid. Am I class A only?
Yes.
This is only class A. This doesn't, like, triple A is like when I'm out of the chair screaming about it, and I'm not at that point.
On that note, we're going to somehow transition from the bozo of the week. It almost makes me want to go to the air show now and wear, like, a T-shirt that says bozo of the week. Let's go to Joe on his cell phone. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Joe. How are you?
Good. I've got Bozo of the Week, and I have a question for you guys, too.
Go ahead, man.
All right.
My Bozo of the Week is Lawrence Phillips, that's the Nebraska running back that went to prison. I just read this week where he's now charged with the murder of his roommate.
I don't know if you read the article. So he's being charged with it, yeah. And there was also an article that was written that talked about the letters he wrote from prison. It's pretty troubling stuff.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't read that. But, hey, I got one question for you guys. Do the Browns still use the zone blocking scheme on the offensive line that Shanahan put in last year?
Yes, they do. A version of it. Of course, that was Shanahan's system, to be exact. But a lot of the same principles, a lot of the same footwork, as we've heard from Mitchell Schwartz and Joe Thomas and other guys throughout the offseason. Very similar terminology, and the techniques that they use are the same. But we have different plays off of that zone blocking scheme as well.
Some breaking news coming from Washington Post Sports right now. It says NFL owners to discuss changing Roger Goodell's role in the disciplinary process. Jeez, thanks, Captain Obvious. Roger Goodell should have been the bozo of the week.
Yes,
the kid.
He should. He's. What,
are you kidding me?
He is class AAA.
Class AAA handed you on a silver platter as the bozo of
the
week.
He's a five-star bozo.
You know what?
Of the
he's. He's low-hanging fruit. I have to come up with something more creative than
next
that.
Next week, we get to nominate.
Next week, there will be nominations. Dino, you get a nomination.
All right.
Free Willy gets a nomination. And if Nate's on good behavior, he gets a nomination.
We got. How about let's take Gary and East, like, defending air shows.
Yeah, yes. That guy that don't like air shows, that's un-American.
You're un-American.
You're un-American.
Yes. What's the matter with you?
You don't like.
I don't want my eardrums blown away. I mean, you see how many accidents there's been in the last 3 months? I could think of three deaths that have happened because people either practicing or participating in air
Dude,
shows.
Dude, you get killed on the highway going to work.
Yeah, but you're going to work. This is unnecessary
but
flying.
But they're going to work.
So every time. Hold on a second. The kid. You're saying that anytime you put yourself in unnecessary risk, that makes you a bozo?
I don't think unnecessary risks is the way that I would choose.
You could be struck by lightning every time you play golf.
Okay, but let's be realistic. The chances of someone getting struck by lightning playing golf is a lot less than someone crashing a plane where there's another plane 6 inches away from you going 7,000 miles an hour.
Well, they're pretty good. That's why it's fun to watch.
Ah, it's garbage. Garbage. It's middle America garbage.
Kevin the Dog, wow. OG, says,
wow.
Only...
Wait, is that an East Side statement
that
right
was...
there?
No kidding.
Oh, don't lump me into that.
Hey, shots fired. He's your friend. You bring him in here.
Now he's been disallowed.
Guilty by association.
Oh, my goodness. Bobcat70 says, he won't even put an M, Michigan fan would hate the air show. # kid sucks. The kid, this is an unpopular stance. I'm
you know
surprised.
What?
You had Roger Goodell sitting
not,
there for
I am
you.
Not
in the eyes of our listeners, you might be the bozo of the
That's
week.
That's fine. I'm not afraid to take an unpopular stance. As you know, I've never been afraid. I'm not going to start now.
You are not going to start now. I think that is fantastic, the kid. I think that's fantastic.
What a great way to end our week.
Unbelievable. What a fantastic way. Rough day around the National Football League. Wish our best to everybody who's been here and certainly, you know, wish them all luck. Everybody who's been with the Browns, 22 of them not going to make it. So the team gets down to 53 tomorrow at 4. This Sunday on News Channel 5, we'll have a Browns season preview show. Myself and Andy Baskin along with this guy over here, Matt Wilhelm. The kid will not be there talking down air shows. That's not going to happen.
Thank goodness.
No, not going to happen.
Un-American.
Un-American. All right, everybody have a great Labor Day weekend. Get ready for your fantasy drafts. Go to FanDuel.com/Zagura right now. Sign up. $200 bonus. You can get in my week $1,000 contest, Matt. Well, it only costs you a dollar. You can walk away with a grand.
It's not free.
It's a dollar.
Free Willie. Get him a free entry and he's in.
I'll give him a dollar. Make it free. All right.
Send it to my PayPal.
For Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns. For the kid. For Matt Wilhelm. I am Nathan Zagura, of course, for Dave DiNatale, our great producer. Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.